sema neither sema hivi perpetrators wanakuanga very smart mm. sana kufanya makosa anajanga tu kujitoa kwa hiyo ngori so mtu anaweza kuambia yeye wewe ndio ufanye lakini your job uta prove
I think ni hard but pia I think that is why kuna
hiyo mshona hata like hazina that chapa wife na kuambia yeye ndio useme
See, there have been that case ya Nakuru of yes. the guy mwenye alimwagia bibi yake maji moto and then akaenda kushtaki ati the wife was beating him.
Yeah. Na say alimdunga hadi kiss or something. Mm. Eh, na akaenda kusema ati bibi ndo
alikuwa na yeye ndo alienda ku report station first. Yeah. Yes, the wife was beating him.
Yes. Guy, na huyo bibi vile yake alichomwa hadi kwa uso unaona tu like, hey, that is
I think that is why kuna kwa na element here like you should always believe the victim first before anything else
because sometimes hana your evidence but it's something yenye ni ukweli imemfanyikia
let me pass.
Haya, chato, nimesema yellow ndo inakaa hivi. What are some of the factors that can affect a person's ability to consent?
Fear.
Mhm. Ile yenye tulisema.
Mhm. That can affect
mihadarati.
Alcohol
when you're not
mihadarati,
in
by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
like kama drug. Mental space pia yako iko poa like how we like consent iko high ni mitei
mhm
ndakudanda jibu aje ati yeye twende
ama tuko under the question again I think what are some of the factors that can affect a person's ability to consent I think pia mental health vile tu umesema
also lack of knowledge vile tu kwa tunaongea like
kuna mtu mwingine
most of us tumekuja kujua about consent sai most of us growing that we have to submit in everything to our spouses and all our mothers.
What about peer pressure?
I think can also be
because especially with the young, especially kama high school. Unajua high school when you're having conversation unasikia mtu anakuambia asha have sex kwa form 2. Pia uko hapo like you have nothing to talk about. So they're like
I have a friend recently and
I want to fit. Hiyo ndo group yenyewe mimi nataka na nataka kufit hapo. So pia mimi unapata holiday.
Unaenda ku try because upate story
ya. So whoever comes first you just flow.
First come first serve.
First come first serve. Alafu kuna element nyingine I think emotional manipulation.
Kama
for example if you're in a relationship with someone alafu sunana hiyo story like umekata kuwa intimate na yeye and then wanaanza ku leverage on emotions so amejikasirisha hapo hataki kuongea hataki kukula so unapata ume give in just for the sake of keeping maybe the relationship ama the peace.
Okay, ulikuwa unasema ati beshte yako mgeni. Mimi napenda
story ya peer pressure. Alikuwa ananisho recently because amepita in such situation kama mara mbili tatu. Akiwa seko, alikuwa a bit plus size. So ukiona Natalia amekunotice because like okay, mimi na ride on this. So hiyo anakaa anasikia mabishti wake wali have sex and hii ilikuwa hivi. So for her even her first experience ilikuwa tu ni experience. Like, hizi simata alienjoy, hata hizi jua ni nini lifanyike. Ni ile tu, like, una block mind yako, hii kitu ya happened, pia mini kuena story ya kuenda kusema. Then, her second experience ilikuwa, baby daddy amekutoka, haujui unaenda kwanza lefaji. So, the first person mulikuwa na emu, like, a friend, and umejua for a long time. So, anakuza amekusaidia leo kesho, kesho kutua, comes na gari amepaka hapo. Anaingia, like, hey, come, tuende, maybe ni kufanya shopping. Aoni nini, watu wapa the food. Aki ku drop back, and I die. Then you kosa, like, siyezi kata.
Kumefanya shopping.
Kumefanya shopping, ama kusaidia mali uko na
ito.
So, peer pressure, poverty.
Yeah.
Not being empowered enough.
Not being empowered enough. Okay.
Trudy kwa blue.
Umechezizo makala.
Wow.
Nyumesema wow.
Okay, what are some of the myths you've heard about consent?
Myths about consent.
Mtu wa breakdown yo swali kiasi.
Myths zenye mimi nimesikia about consent ni example hiyo kama ya mtenyoko in marriage. As in like, there's no need to ask for consent. As in like, si tumeoana. Like, mbona nikulize kama tuneza have sex leo, you know. I think tu watu kuna
hiyo. It's conjugal rights that you have to fulfill.
Zenye unafako fulfill.
Be a man being the head of the family, it's also a myth. Because ukiangalia tu kweli realistically, the people who drive homes ikuwe sustained ni mimi.
Mm-hmm.
Can it also be a myth? Because now unaingia into marriage ukisema tu, kila tu bwanangu atasema ni hivyo.
Oh yeah. Also like anything the man says, go. The thing goes. Yeah.
Alafu myth ingine yenye maybe imeran, which shouldn't. Okay, and I think it's also the one yenye in a, okay, we are not sure about the really backstory about the femicides zenye zimekuwa zikihappen. But whenever you go to social media, unasikianga my story. Now, mademu anapenda do, blah, blah, blah. And then there's always that thing of, ati mwanaume anakupeleka je au takubaye food, takubaye drink, and then akuache hivyo. So it's like it's an automatic.
So you saw like, that video of that man who was talking about, ati mi nakununulia pizza. Nani mbaba tu mkubwa diyo, like boss. Are you even serious? Alisema ati kikunulia pizza. Ati ukikata, if it's like ukikata kulala na yeye, like he'll kill you. He was saying that apa jivanji hapo.
Yeah, okay. So it lead pia to the debate of like, if you feel entitled to a woman body juu, umembaya drink, ama umembaya food, you buy your guy friend's food, then are you entitled to their body?
Yeah, to their bodies as well.
Because then you should keep up with the entitlement.
Yeah, kama ni anyone unabaya food, then you're entitled to them, then in the... Should the trend should keep on?
I think that is
also me. It's another myth. Ni kuna story, my dress, my choice campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Easter, watu wanasema ngandu kwe raped. It's because of how we've dressed. Mm. To me, it's a myth because the old tule tunasema ngas kwizi. Mzee anaenda ku kwanza, imagine a 70 year old anaenda ku rape mtu wata wa months. That's how they justify it.
Yeah,
so it's just all be the rapist tu ni hapa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing pia wanasemanga ati unaendaje kulala kwa nyumba ya mwanaume alafu una expect
ati nothing happen.
Nothing
na
happen.
Kwa the squeezy, chali ndo anaenda kwa hoya madem na bado wanadai.
Hata ana adabu hivyo.
Squeezy matani sio na.
Uko kwangu
na bado.
Eh, hey, that you. Eh, hey, what anyone? Hey. Lakini okay. Now, hey, nilikuwa shule. Umenikumbusha hii story. Wana si nimekapitia. Now to, we call friends. But hey, yo. So this guy, niko Nakuru. Yo time nilikuwa Nakuru. Nilikuwa internship, attachment Nakuru. So this guy, I think alikuwa, like there was something he was coming to do. He was a friend of mine. There was something he was coming to do like Nakuru. And then so kwa sababu sini weekend, it's on a Friday. No, it was on a Saturday. And then kwa sababu kuna kitu nataka kufanya on Monday. So he's like, sasa sini weekend nikuja. And then tutenda, we get some drinks. And then, you know, and then we spend the night. Then me, I'm like, sawa, it's cool. Wai kuja. And then, you know, Monday wendo ufanye shughuli zako. So the guy comes. Tumeenda minpeleka kuna club inaitwa Platinums Nakuru. Ha! Tumekula wimbo, tumekula mziki. Tumekunya. We're really having a good time. Then ikafika point, sasa tumechoka, so it's time for us to go back home. Tumefika home. Kufika tumelala. Few minutes later, this guy, yani uko kwangu, the audacity, this guy starts touching me. I don't know, like it was so weird. Kwa sababu, one thing I was so mad, kwa sababu, sasa kukataza kitu mara ya kwanza, na mara ya pili na uko kwangu, niliamka by the way, na nikamfungulia mlango nikamwambia, you know what, utarudi Eldoret mguu my friend. Amen. Like hawezi kuja kwangu and then you disrespect me like, yeah, that. Eh, yeah. But yo, karibu nimfungie nje mlango, call me cold hearted. But I was so pissed kwa sababu I can't tell you no the first time, the second, the third, uko kwangu. Mm-hmm. I mean nakufungulia tu mlango, but it was like, you know what, amka uende, amka shuka kwa hiyo kitanda, enda.
mingine hata sijui mbona wanakuanga na hiyo mindset. Msana, unaona wewe sasa ali invite ama mudisikiza na come. So kuna ile tali ndo ameku invite. Wewe umeenda. Lakini mtu anaenda kubai nyama, anakuwekea hapo upike. So mbona uko invite?
Like maana invite
ni. Kuna mbochi wako.
Sasa unaona hiyo bado ni power dynamics.
Unapika akule alafu ufulwe. Hakuna
mpishi.
Utakula
wote. Ukule alafu akule. Nile utakula kwanza ama utakula. I think tu pia hiyo ni power dynamic. Jue ni dem. And expect like mbona mini boy nipike. Na kuna dem kwangu. I'm like. Sinikuwa ko bro. Like.
Hey. Ndio hiyo tunasema tu bado ni. Sasa tuteta patria kitu bado.
Hey, ni patria kitu bado. Yeah.
So, the next one. How do the principles of consent apply to couples who are in a long-term relationship? How do principles of consent apply to couples who are in a long-term relationship?
Principles of consent. I think tu ni vile kuna point ulikuwa umesema respa ya consent ni like ni specific. I think pia consent can be drawn anytime. Iyo inatongwa reversible as in ile kakitu yenye tunaandikanga. I think too ina apply hapo ile you know like it really doesn't matter tume date for how long ama tumekuwa married for how long ama tumejuana for how long. Like if I say like you know what today I don't want to do this like I don't want to and I like unafaa to respect regardless of you know, maybe inaweza kuwa I think pia maybe imefanyika sound kama just because maybe tuko bado honeymoon stage. So akiniambia hapana niko zile za okay sawa nakupea time but I think it also goes a long way hata kwa watu wenye wame date for a very long time like consent to ni consent regardless of how much time ama however time yenye mmekuwa pamoja.
Okay, is it about long time ama long distance relationship?
Long term.
But unaweza ongelea pia long distance. Nilikuwa tu nataka clarify hiyo.
So, yeah, those are principles. Kitu kama respect. Isi dwindle, usizoe mtu wako. Unaona like mpaka tu una you tend to assume things like nimezoea na nini kuja tu from nowhere nimekuja. Like what do we see hapa TikToks? Hazia anatoka mahali ametoka ngupata kwa sink. Papa amekospank. Never assume like jua with time always keep on asking they can still comfortable with that.
Oh yeah. Because time change.
Yeah.
I think it should be a constant communication about consent. Yet actually ulikuwa umesema before because still there's a maybe ulikuwa unasema maybe siko na feel kufanya kitu
before
at this point but then after maybe a few years I'm like
oh yeah.
Maybe I'm willing to explore and see
kuna hiyo change. Yeah. Because we keep on changing. Unajua, like the way niko leo, si vile nitakuwa kesho na.
Ama kuna like kitu pia nilikuwa napenda, and then after sounds like, no, we are not doing that anymore.
Not working anymore. Mm. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. Thank you. Time to try green. What could make it difficult to give clear consent in certain situations? To give? To you, to mijibu.
Eh.
It may sound ni kama yoya. What could make it difficult to give clear consent in certain situations? I think you know zile factors in it, misema. So I pick another one?
Pick another one.
Okay, thank you. Haya. Inasema, what are some examples of pressuring or coercing someone into sex? Kwani nafeel nika tumejibu kitu kai? But sawa. What are some examples of pressuring or coercing someone into sex? I think ni kama yonye we ulikuwa umesema story na baby partner. Anakwambia ti just because mio ni party, maybe we're not having sex. Like, nitaenda kupata from someone else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this, the other person, and I feel to zileza, in as much as siku anataka, maybe let us just, you know, just do it, to get away with it, you know, asiende ku have someone else uko inje.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, nilikuwa nimeongelea, inaweza kuwa pia about your emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
And actually, it could also be a physical threat.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
it could be a physical threat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hiyo pia I think pia hiyo kwa physical threat I think ndio tuka mention story na fear. Mm-hmm. And maybe they always get violent ukikataa, like you know, you guys could engage into sex. So maybe they get violent and then yeah, so fear inaku nini hapo. Nichukue nyingine tena. Ah wewe acha. Haya, kwani ama ni mimi ngo anajiandikia hizo maswali jimi nimechukua zote. So yeah, here hii nasema, have you ever experienced or witnessed a situation where consent was violated? Have you ever experienced or witnessed a situation where consent was violated? Could be other people, maybe uliona vile walikuwa wanakuwa harassed in the process of, you know, giving consent ama anakataa kupeana consent, and then how did you respond or intervene? So this is not your own experience, but you're speaking from someone else's experience. Have you ever witnessed mtu mwingine aki violatiwa nini yake ya consent, the right to consent?
Maybe Vivix, since kwa barabara
kwa barabara
mpaka maybe mtu anachapwa.
Niko na example funny. Sijui kama ni funny, but umeshaona Martin nasema maybe 50-50-50 ama 70-70-70. Mm-hmm. Then unapanda, afa na kuchukua so.
Gari za kasarani.
I think you ni consent. Wame, like, I think si ulipanda cause, alisema. So, ata kama mkuongea, there was some sort of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Napanda hii Martin ni 70 bob. So, mbona mwende mchukue tena so yangu.
Okay.
Because, like we said, in applying all forms of relationship. Hata kama niyo biashara.
Yeah, I think pia consent mimi nili hiyo yenye nilikuwa nasema, hiyo yenye nilitumia example ya pride ya watu kupigwa picha and then inakuwa exposed out there. And also pia this TikTok, I saw, like nilikuwa naona hii TikTok yenye kulikuwa na dem alikuwa anasema, like this guy alikuja, like unaona hizo video zenye ni kama prank ama sijui, like wanakuuliza tu swali. So like ni kama the guy was like flirting na huyu dem, na alimpata ameketi, but kumbe alikuwa na record, na hadi dem akamuliza are you recording me, na akamwambia no, but kumbe ile sense alikuwa na record. And then few hours later, like msana anaona like imepostiwa online, and then like watu wanaanza kumtag. So like alikuwa anasema yeye alisikia vibaya, not that kwa sababu ya the content, because content ilikuwa tu sawa, ni ile tu like the guy alikuwa na try. Okay, alikuwa na try kuflat na that content
was not good
for consent. Because pia hakumuomba consent in the first place. But the fact that alimuuliza are you recording, na kasema no.
So anamkamemkataza tapo kwa nini?
Na akarudi bado akaipost online. So I think that was... siku intervene juu ilikuwa TikTok.
Does it apply? Because umesema story ya TikTok. Does it apply in the same way like ile story ya Georgina, like the ex ali?
Because that is so... Sasa unaona hiyo mambo ya, you know, hata ukitumia mtu hizi picha pia, and then they go expose it out there. I mean, it's so sad. Unapatana na unamka hivi, and then you are the one trending na picha zako ziko all over.
So how do you define a healthy relationship, and what qualities do you believe are essential for maintaining one?
How do you
define a healthy relationship, and what are the qualities for maintaining one?
I'd say maybe being comfortable with your partner.
Yeah,
to talk. Like, uneza express in anyhow. We are all human beings. Tunakuanganda like the inner child. Mtu kama mimi kwa home na kuanga like mchezo bingi. Naona? So if you can get someone who can embrace that, to meet a healthy relationship. Sasa tunaweza kaa chini tuone kitu tucheke pamoja, to meet healthy relationship. Sasa tunaweza enda club. Tuna dance we weird and we okay.
In the with midst. Consent.
Yeah. But unaona hata kujui una your rhythm, lakini mna
lakini kuna
still to me that to me is healthy. Ni mtu ameku understand, amekuelewa, ameku accept venye uko. Now for that to happen, of course kuna ka form of respect, kuna some good communication mlikuwa nayo. So maybe that's
How do I define a healthy relationship? I think to a healthy relationship ni yo to like tunapeana like we create space for each other ladies and you like you know we can talk about literally anything without ku feel ni kama like the other person amekujudge. I think that is a healthy relationship for me. Na to establish that I think kuna ikitu inaitwa comprehension that is as in like you know cuz unaweza pata mtu mwenye like hiyo like ana ku understand like the ability to comprehension mnafanya hadi nasikia ku google hiyo maana ya comprehension niyo like
comprehend
ku comprehend but say like the ability for them to kuku understand unajua unaweza ambia mtu kitu na like wao umesema tu like kwake like amesikia but like hajai comprehend like hajai take in na ku internalize whatever you have said. I think that is something yenye mimi naweza taka. And then also like someone who is very I don't know as in like very mindful of whatever they say or whatever they do, cuz let me tell you, hey, me I've had situations with man yenye mtu like they will just say anything as in and then ukika vichini uko zile za my goodness like did you have to say that, like that is so rude, like hey, like how do you just say that to someone, you know. And I think to like someone just being very mindful of whatever they are saying, cuz yeah sometimes to see kusema tu kitu kwa sababu unataka kusema like we process and then put yourself also in that shoes like kwemtu akikwambia hivyo like how do you feel utafilaje kwanza. I remember this one time and come and kuna story mingi. This one time nilikuwa na hizi vitu za masikio zinaitwa nini, earpods hizo vitu sijuingi jina nitaka hizo vitu za masikio mino Eldoret. So yeah, so your time like I had this like tulikuwa turefu tu like turefu kidogo and then kumbe like hapo hivi chini kwa like ako ka kitu ka hapo chini ilikuwa imetokana, so like ni kama wires zilikuwa zimetoka hivi na chini and I had it even noted it
by the way. I'm laughing
akiwo yeah so wires zilikuwa zimetokea ni kama zimetokea hapa chini na sikuwa nimenotice. I think it really happened and then so like I wanted to listen to something and then nilikuwa so I was nilikuwa na huyu babes hapo hivyo. So I wanted to listen to something. Nikienda kutoa. Nangangana shanga kwa ni vitu leo yongei. And then in the process nikasema, ay, kwa ni kitu imeharibika. And then, akaisema, like they just say that zinleza, yu no shida kununua cheap things.
Oh.
Yeah, like they just said like, yu no shida kununua cheap things. So like, ya kaisema na haka move on from hapo. But me, I was stuck on that moment. Like, I think I could, like, nilikuwa na kaivi hadi, I was like, that is so inconsiderate of you. Like, why would you tell, like, you know, neza nwa kitu 50 bob, that is not cheap to me.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, that could be expensive to me. Like, I think to you and your moment, nearly appreciate, like, someone being mindful and also being very considerate of whatever they're saying to you. Mkona tissue.
So for me, how I define a healthy relationship, I think it's what I've been saying from the beginning. It's a relationship and you're in a provide an environment for you to be secure enough and still be free.
Mm.
And the qualities that go up on Danny by the way anymore, your communication, trust, respect.
Mm.
And then we also come as an individual person. Because for us also to maintain a healthy relationship, because I know it takes a lot of work,
mm-hmm.
then kuna some, we come to limit. Mm-hmm. I have different values, different principles. Kuna story to mingi zinaingia hapo ndani. And I think maybe kuna zile long-term things that the way they just need to align.
Yeah.
Kuna zile can compromise. And that is why I was nilikuwa na ile swali before ya like, when someone says in a relationship ati mi nakuanga hivyo, take it or leave it.
So it's so common that you line you
can anakuanga hivyo, mi nakuanga hivyo, take it or leave it.
They should seek therapy clearly. Because it will be sad wewe unafanya all the work, wewe umeenda therapy, you've done like wewe you're doing your personal work and then there's a person yako tu walking around yani trauma yani red flags anatembea tu like they don't care now you've done the work. It's so unfair for the person mwenye amefanya the work to themselves. So I think Wesi Bob the Builder, Rispa the Builder.
Yeah, yeah. So that is why I say we respect someone's individuality, yeah, your values and everything and everything and all that. Mm. But kuna vitu zinafazi align, we need to be in the same line. True. Like if you're talking about kids, if you're talking about finances, if you're talking about sexual matters, then so definitely they need to align. I don't know how it will happen, but they need to align. Because ikikuja tu vitu kama values, values you can compromise. Because if I need to grow as a person, we also need to grow together. Tunafa ku separate you, iso story na boundaries, na kila kitu.
Yeah.
So, you, when mimi badoni likuwa na yoswali, how do you handle such a person? Like me, I respect everything. Because I had also someone who was like, I want to do something, but the reason yeye ataki tufanye, so tuko kwa ina relationship. Ata niambia twende out. Ata kama sijisikia, I'll be like, well, I'll go give you company. Tutaishia. So the next time namwambia like, tutuka kwenda, kwaza ilikuwa coast. Kwaza like, tutuka kwenda boat riding. It's like, no, mimi sizienda si na kuanga na sea sickness. So, and then, it's not just ends there. It's like, because he's not going, he also doesn't want me to go.
Nah, okay, so they also prevent. Now, when I see sickness,
I mean, I'm see
so then I can't go. Point.
I can go. I
yeah,
meet me, you
I can
here.
Go to Tapatana, but Nikimaliza. Okay.
And then, kuna watu word like, okay, this is a case of my friend. We were having a discussion. She's seeing this guy who, atiana jam, baka na block. So most of the time wanakuwa long distance. Ati akikasi no, ata siku kasirika amejam. So he's like, aki this guy is so moody, namuuliza kwa nini amedu. Ati anaweza amka tu asubuhi asikuongeleshe. Amke tu asubuhi siku nyingine amemblock.
That is
and then she, in the same line, she's saying the way the guy wants them to settle. So we met I didn't even go into details. I just ask him like,
will you settle?
Oh, seriously, unataka kuishi na hii moods forever, you may eat up moods.
Yeah.
Is this what you want to settle for the rest of your life? Because it's already frustrating you. It's affecting your work clearly if you have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Hey, it's already getting to you.
Yeah, na imagine like.
And then he's like, anakuanga hivyo.
Na hataki kuput in the work, kuwacha kukua.
So that is why I kept asking like, ati anakuanga hivyo. So.
Yeah, so. I think that is where compromise comes in kwa relationship such that kitu yenye nimezoea kufanya nikiwa like kitu yenye nimezoea kufanya if it's affecting maybe the way I relate with my partner I think kuna ile compromise ya maybe by the way I can you know I can try to stop being that ama doing that because of you know because it's affecting the way things so goes back to respect and you know like putting in the work like
zingine ni ngumu. That is why I was trying to tell hapo hakuna kitu ya ku compromise because you cannot compromise that.
Yeah,
it's mentally torture to her ati yako tu hivyo. Then I was like, oh well, maybe something runs deep that you don't know.
Yeah,
so this is an unpredictable person to start with, so it's not even safe to that you unakaa naye in the same house. And then now there was this other guy. I had shida yake ilikuwa moja. Always leaving the washroom chafu.
Why would you?
I don't know why he would do that. Like in a sober state, you just go, use there's water, there's everything.
That is so weird.
So I'm like, communication imekata. So at this point,
yeah.
You also say, pia ya nakuanga hivyo wachana nae. But see, I've seen it with people, especially women. Ati bwanangu anakuanga hivyo.
Ai.
Ati hiyo ni nature tu yake, akikasirika anakuanga hivyo. Ati mu understand.
Women really take a lot of bullshit out here. But, what I can say from, you know, that man, it's from experience. Such a person
ako tu hivyo.
Unaona mtu anakuambia mimi nakuanga hivyo like learn to live with it.
Ana accountability at all.
Anashindanga atakukosea. Like unashindi kuambia mtu ata smartphone yako. Mtu ataamka, mumeamka like poor. Uende washroom urudi umepata mtu amejam. Literally anajama like hata two or three days. Hujui ni nini ime happen but tu mtu amejam. Unaona? Unaweza blokiwa hiyo disabled hiyo blokiwa like umekuwa kwa hao lakini umeblokiwa unaona so ile like maybe utajiambia maybe the change.
Yeah.
Time trust you me at a change. Itazidi tu kwa wasondo huo dembe shitako ndo ataumia.
Kana nimemwambia. Nilimwambia hivi, hata vitu unaniambia you're not making sense. Hata unasikia ukimake sense.
Because now I'm like if you
by the same aliye yuko hata ukimwambia hivyo mimi hata
but then yeah, again I'm also like so after you get married mtaishi nyumba moja so hizo mood swings zikikikin hata kuja home unataka kuona watu
okay
kuna tu design trust you me hata kosa kuona kwa hao amekublock na kirudi and expect kwa poa kwa zoom understand
I don't like that what you expect as in like you pick it from where we left yeah. As in like hata kama like communication hiyo ni mtu mwenye ana lack accountability by the way because yeah. Tell me why utani block uende upotee urudi after 5 business 5 working days umerudi and then una expect we pick it from as in like tulenge your story
mimi understand
tuendelee mimi understand tulikuwa na stress au kaamua kupotea that is lacking of you know lacking accountability for real hizi nini zetu sticky notes zetu time yetu imeenda
okay how might our culture view okay how might our cultures view how are our cultures views on gender and sexuality lead people to assume sexual consent
I think it's the same thing we're discussing about
oh yeah you are women and men
sijali saa zinaisha
naona kipi kingine lakini ni sawa
asikozini similar
yeah.
Tumeshafanya before what are the ways that one can ask for consent without feeling awkward or ruining the mood? Yeah. What are the ways that one can ask for consent without feeling awkward or ruining the mood?
Ways one can ask for consent. I think to maybe asking like, is this okay? Maybe. Like, is this okay? Maybe you're trying out something yenye, you know, you'd feel, maybe in the case yenye uliko mesema, maybe you were na partner wako, you're trying something new. And then, yeah, maybe you're asking, like, if that is okay, whatever you guys are doing, if it's okay with them, if you guys can continue, I think that is a very respectful way of, you know, asking for consent from them.
Mm-hmm. Me, I think the same. Like, tu kukuwa na open conversations. Because mtu wangu, mbona nifiche? Si mitu nikuulize, like.
Yeah.
Nijue tu what I'm supposed to flow with.
Yeah, I'm also thinking the same. Just open and clear communication.
Yeah. Okay, yata. Zimbaki mbili. Great. Haya. I think that what we've done here, but sawa, what different ways can someone communicate their boundaries? What different ways can someone communicate their boundaries?
I think communication.
Mm-hmm.
Being assertive.
Oh, yeah, being assertive.
Yeah. Like, I think it's good when, kama ume violate,
mm-hmm.
violated my space. I'd rather we do it this week. We took on your communication quicker than mimi nikuje kukwambia 1 month later. And then most of the time when it arises when something else has happened. So it was like, even the other day you did this. Even I was like...
Kwa ni ujenembe zo masku
zote? Kwa sometimes it's like, ilikuwa siku gani na nilifanya?
So
na me, I don't even know.
Umishi deal na makisi za... Mtu unakosea mtu leo unakumbusha mpaka za
1997.
Unashangaa mekaji your record yote hivi.
Yeah. Women keep records like in
South. I think also by living by example. Mm-hmm. You respect other people's boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay. Wacha niulize. Now we're talking about boundaries.
Mm.
Kuna venye your own personal boundaries like sipendi hii na ina inaweza ku affect partner wako negatively.
Ate kitu yenye?
Like I may not like something. Na siko willing to compromise, but whatever nime set boundaries to, in affect my partner. So how do you even tackle that?
is it something that you're doing sexually, maybe to, something to do with sexuality? I'm an example. And you look on a pair, take you kwenda, but trading juako sisi, can I don't?
Okay, see, now with that you know, clearly it's just you need to be unfair. And you mean, because kama I feel uko na right ya kwenda, so tumeenda kufanya kitu mbaya, nikaa gani sasa? I don't know. I see you need an example. Kaa gani? Boundaries. Hata tunazeka tu maybe sex.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna vitu maybe upendi ndio upendi.
Mm-hmm.
But utapata ukweli yu ndio anapenda.
Mm.
So inafika like ana feel deprived.
Mm.
But ukweli upendi.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you even handle that?
I think it goes back to communication. Vile mta communicate nyinyi wawili ndio itadetermine whether, because, you know, I think when it comes to sex na mko partners, I think that needs a lot of communication in between. So na kama hamfind like a common ground, then I mean, communication ndo itawaonyesha either we are parting ways, ama we are seeking
actually, therapist. I was to tell you that you can always walk away.
Yeah, I mean, that is also an option.
Yeah,
yeah, that could be an option. Ama tuna seek sex therapist. There's so many ways, there's so many things you can do. But yeah, but I think it goes back to communication, being able to communicate.
Tunacha kuforce issues.
Yeah, in 2024, force issues.
What are some different ways a person can communicate their interests and boundaries? That's what you were talking about.
Tunamaliza.
Tumemaliza, tuko ya mwisho.
So, on to our final question. I'm at same age.
Yeah.
Should there be a difference in the way couples in long-term relationship approach consent? If so, why? Should there be a difference in the way couples in long-term relationships approach consent? If so, why?
I think compared to what when you're married for a short time, I think so consent ni consent regardless.
Yeah.
It doesn't change with age.
It doesn't change.
Yeah. Because that with long term, they nafaa kukua more clear.
Mm.
Usibita about the bush. Because you ni msi mkwanae.
Mkwanae for a while. Okay. Yeah, so that was our episode about consent. Muna feel about your consent, story of consent. How do you feel, Rispa, after your episode, by the way? Ni check in.
What story of consent?
Mm.
But the consent is very important. It cuts across every place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dynamic, so it can always change.
Mm-hmm.
And absence of no doesn't automatically say it's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let people think through whatever maybe you've suggested. Let them think through it. Give them time.
Just give them time. To process, yeah?
Yep.
Thank you so much for that. Wiwi, what do you think about consent?
I'd say we should, like, the younger generation, the upcoming generations, like, walk away armed in these stories, like people should know should they call it rights or something. Mtu asi fall into these stories of nika peer pressure or anything, because how are you, they can easily say no and stand with their no, make we're respected. So gava pia neza sema, like, kuna vitu mwabu anafa ku implement kwa machuo. So kama yo comprehensive sexual education, ikwe ni kitu tunaweza fundisha vitu kama hizi. Naona tuna empower to both boys and the girls. Naona I'd also say hii session imekuwa focus, imefanya like unaweza kujifikiria vitu mko nafanya in the past na baki. Mfala manzi. Mbona niko na kwa situation nyingine fulani kitu ningejitambua mapema ningekuwa na healthy niko poa na fani hivi. Within being in a relationship. Kama uko kwa relationship ni kazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, so imekuwa session nyingine kwa watu.
Thank you. Tami nimeenjoy. And about consent, I think to the letter tumesema, consent inafai kwe specific, NFI queer, like someone can withdraw consent. I think that is what not so many people want to understand. And like, we can start something, and then if you come early, I'm like, by the way, you know what? I don't feel like it anymore. So I'm allowed to, you know, to change my mind. And I say, by the way, this is not working for me. So we should stop here. So yeah. So thank you. That was amazing.
Can I say something yes, too? Please. Like commissioner, like kuna easy ma'am, nasemanga my children's rights, acts and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna history like walikuwa nataka ku reduce the ni kama age ya watu yuko have sex and nini nini.
Mm-hmm.
From 18 to kama ni
16.
Yeah, like if neza pata ID na 18 ndo na kwa considered adult,
mm-hmm.
why would we lower that ka age to 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
Uni mtu ye bado tunamconsider mtu ye anafaa kwa nishina maparo na mguide.
Mm-hmm.
So pia kuna vitu tu tunafaa kwa I don't know, we say we advocate for
mm-hmm.
to protect our young generation.
Yeah.
So talk on a take advantage, talk on the rise of single mothers,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Because that again goes back to who came up with it and who is it benefiting.
Yeah, who is it benefiting.
Yeah. So, pia sisi kama wanawake to stand strong for our generation. Kwa wanawake wana rise wana kwa people in the community, wanasikika, wanatambulika.
Yeah.
So tukianza kuleta policies, tena zinaza kutufinilia.
Mm. Yeah, then that clearly shows kuna tu mtu mwenye na benefit vile tu tunasema.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you so much for, you know, for coming and showing up today. And this has been an amazing session. Natujaifanya by the way podcast na RISPA. So this was fun. Wewe ni mwenyeji hapa. But thank you so much, tutarudi. Yeah. Karibu sana. So thank you so much, guys. And it was amazing. And thank you until next time. Bye bye.
And happy International Women's Day.
Yes, happy International Women's Day. Thank you. And you too. Happy International Women's Day, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, Santiago.
Sana sikia kupita.